Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys all had a great few days. Unfortunately, we heard of the passing of Joe Biden's son, Beau Biden, who unfortunately had a brain tumor. I want to talk about what that brain tumor was and why something like that is so scary and so frustrating. We do have some good news in cancer news, however, right? Some people are saying we have finally found the cure for cancer. We haven't, but we have a pretty damn kick butt immunotherapy trial, which has showed that some lung cancer patients have their life expectancy doubled. And this immunotherapy is pretty damn cool. We're going to talk about that and talk about why this may be the closest thing to a cancer cure, even though we're so far away from cancer cure. Now, some of us wear contact lenses still. I stopped after I got my LASIK, although now I need reading glasses, so I'm thinking about getting contact lenses for that. So I now don't need reading glasses, so basically I'm one full circle. But they say contact lenses may change the community of bacteria that are living in your eyes. And so if your contact lenses start messing with the bacteria, yeah, maybe that'll make us fat also. What else do we got here? All right, we got a mom. She is terrified of dentists, and apparently she started losing her teeth. So what she decided to do was super glue her teeth back into her mouth. So she has a bunch of teeth that are super glued in her mouth. We'll talk about why that probably isn't the best idea. Some of you guys have to get an MRI or a CAT scan of the head, and you guys are too claustrophobic or too scared to do that. So that's why they got to change the name from CAT scan. They got to change maybe to puppy scan, because people, a lot of you guys, they hate cats. I love my cats, although I'm really ticked off at them because there was a lot of pee-pee house this weekend and waking me up when I tried to sleep in on a Sunday morning, so they're on my poop list right now. But, you know, you tell somebody they're going to go in for a CAT scan, what's so relaxing about that? So we'll talk about some ways for you to get through it. And then HIV has a sweet tooth. They say one way to prevent HIV virus from reproducing is to go after its sweet tooth and deprive it of sugar. So I knew it was a fickle little bastard of a virus. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. By the way, I got to do a big shout out to the Mob Museum. For those of you guys that ever come to visit Vegas, I know there's a lot of cool stuff to see in Vegas, but you have got to check out the Mob Museum. Many of you guys think that most of your mob history you got from Boardwalk Empire. Well, I didn't realize how much of Boardwalk Empire, even though it's been one of my favorite series ever, how much of Boardwalk Empire actually threw a lot of fiction in there. I mean, I knew there was fiction, but I didn't realize how much fiction. You know, the way Waxy Gordon died, the way Lucky Thompson died, even though in the show they called him Nucky Thompson, and the history of the mob and how the Prohibition spurned organized crime is just absolutely fascinating. I brought the kids, and the kids are a little older, so they can handle it, but a lot of bloody stuff in there. You know, you even see some Tommy guns. The wall from the St. Valentine's Massacre is actually there. You could actually see the wall. I mean, just it blows your mind. So if you do have a chance to check out the Mob Museum, definitely do. It was a fascinating, great treat, and I was really glad. And what's also interesting is the Mob Museum is in one of the oldest buildings still up in Las Vegas. It's been around since the 30s. I think it was at one of the federal banks. Buildings, and so you're actually walking around a building that's been around since the 30s, and you know, for somebody like me that grew up in the West, we don't get to walk around buildings from the 30s or the 20s or the 40s like a lot of people back East get to. There's buildings back East from the 1800s, even older, but it's a lot of history, and it's real, real cool stuff. Yeah, you just kind of think about how, you know, the mob grew as a result of prohibition, and you just kind of wonder, the more government gets involved to restrict certain things, the more it spurs on crime. It's just kind of an interesting moral to that history. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have Angie Barlow, 48 years old, who became scared of dentists after her mother's throat cancer was found when she was having a tooth removed. So for more than 10 years, she decided to super glue her teeth back into her mouth. The glue eroded 90% of the bone supporting her teeth in her upper jaw, so now she has even more problems than when she started with. Now, she's had to spend her life savings to try to restore her mouth. This glue has toxic chemicals. Losing 90% of the bone, I think, is even an underestimation. I'm surprised. Dennis had to remove most of her teeth, insert titanium pins into her mouth in order to screw on false teeth and restore her smile. She is a professional dog walker in England, and she became too frightened to seek professional help because her mom had lost her mom to throat cancer, and that all started with her mom going in for a tooth being removed. And by the way, bravo to these dentists that find throat cancer. I love my dentist. I love a lot of the dentists out there that really thoroughly look in the mouth and see if there's little tumors hidden. You know, because a lot of your internists, we don't really get a lot of mouth pathology. We know what cancer looks like. We know what to look for. But we don't spend as much time with the mouth as we do with other orifices, if you've all noticed. So your dentist, usually they're pros when it comes to that. So guys, you know, I know you guys have, you know, super glue around the house, and I know dental procedures are expensive these days, but please do me a favor. I'd rather you get the dentist to check it out, because any false type of treatment that you do to yourself could unfortunately cause thousands upon thousands more dollars of work. All right, guys, don't go away. How to get through an MRI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I was really upset and saddened when I heard that Bo Biden died of a brain tumor. We remember when he was diagnosed a few years back having a, I believe it was a glioblastoma. And, you know, no matter where you stand politically, and I was really ticked off when I saw some of the political comments out there over the weekend. My God, you know, you have somebody, you have a son, a father, you know, I think we take politics way too seriously when we can't show empathy for somebody or a family that is going through a tragedy or a loss. It's a real shame. And Bo Biden was also former Delaware Attorney General, died at age 46. I believe he had like a stroke back in 2010. That's when they found out that he had a brain cancer, a brain tumor. He was treated at MD Anderson, was then given a clean bill of health. Unfortunately, then the cancer returned. He went to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, Bethesda, Maryland, and unfortunately, he died surrounded by his extended family. He was the second of Joe Biden's children, and I don't know much about the tragic life that Joe Biden himself had, except for the unfathomable loss that he had when his wife died and his child died back in a car accident in 1972. I believe he lost his first wife, first one-year-old daughter, and the Beau and his other brother, Hunter, were in the car, I believe, at the same time. They were unfortunately in the hospital. Luckily, they lived. And while Joe Biden was being sworn in as a senator back in the early 70s, they were in the hospital, and I guess the swearing-in ceremony happened in the hospital, if I remember the history right. So, unfortunately, that family has been just ridden with a lot of tragedy, you know, very similar to, like the Kennedys. You look at this and you go, oh, my gosh, you know, how much more, you know, can a family take? So what are these glioblastomas, okay? Well, glioblastoma is a type of astrocytoma. It's a cancer that forms, and WebMD really breaks this down really nicely. It kind of comes from these astrocytes, which are these star-shaped cells in the brain. And the cancer starts in the cerebrum, the largest part of the brain. And unfortunately, it could be, it's a more common of the brain cancers, but it's less common than other cancers. They say almost 1 in 5 tumors that start in the brain are going to be glioblastomas. Men are more likely to get them than women, and the chances go up, obviously, with age. He was only in his 40s. We had a friend of ours die, and he was only in his 30s. Now, that doesn't mean it's a death sentence, but, and I think we have also some breaking news on treatment of brain cancer. We're definitely going to see a lot we're going to see a lot more, hopefully, information coming out on this. You know, it's a shame that sometimes it takes a celebrity or a politician to die from these, you know, horrible things before we see more research or a spurn in research dollars. But, unfortunately, that, you know, seems to be what happens. All right, so basically, it's usually malignant, cancerous. They say they're grade 4 tumors because they kind of move pretty quickly, okay? Grade 4 tumors will metastasize, spread. They also make their own blood supply. To supply a tumor in the brain, you have to have a lot of blood supply. Sometimes we'll see anemia in patients with tumors such as this because, you know, the rest of the blood is being taxed to supply these. They grow quickly. They put pressure on the brain. So sometimes symptoms of this could be headaches. You could have vomiting. You could have blurred vision. You could have some difficulty thinking, difficulty speaking, seizures, vomiting, etc. Now, there's a couple different types. Okay, so you got the primary glioblastoma. It just starts out bad. Or you have the secondary glioblastomas that start out as a grade 2 or grade 3, which grows slower. Then they become a grade 4. These are a little bit less common, unfortunately. Gives you a little bit more time to treat. They happen to younger people. So what do we do? Well, a lot of times to diagnose this, you got to get a scan, MRI, CT, etc. And usually what they'll do is they'll do surgery, but cut it out, okay? We don't want cells there. So the more we can cut out before we start to radiation, the better. Some high-risk areas where these things land, we can't get to it. You know, there's certain lasers and certain types of treatments that they could do. Unfortunately, it depends on exactly how we can secure and get it all out. I love these tumors that are capsulated, where they're surrounded by a wall. So then we know if we take the wall, we have it all. Unfortunately, some of these things, they don't, just by the nature of the beast. Radiation seems to help, chemotherapy, etc. Chemotherapy, of course, would cause, you know, some, you know, side effects. But, you know, when we're talking about a brain tumor, a lot of times it's a choice that's used. There's also a chemotherapy drug called carmucystine. Those are little small wafers of the drug placed in the brain where the surgeon removed the tumor to do some localized chemotherapy. By many patients, they get nervous. You know, they are more scared about the test than they are about getting a diagnosis and figuring out what's going on and treating what's going on. And I don't want you scared of the test, but I have to say, you know, you're not being wussies. You're being actually very human, because if you put any animal into an MRI, if you try to put your cat or dog into an MRI, they don't like the enclosed space. Okay, animals don't like to be enclosed. They need to know there's an out. They need to know there's an exit plan. So it's a very, very stress-provoking experience. I get that. All right? So Fox News has a great article here on what to do if you are having trouble getting through an MRI or CAT scan. So first they say ask for an open MRI. Some of these open MRIs, they have the stand-up ones, they have the lying-down ones, but there's a lot more space, shorter tube, more sides open, and so you can actually see out, so you don't feel like you're completely enclosed. And so, you know, sometimes we can't do the open MRI, but that is an option. The problem I see is a lot of my patients, even when we order open MRI, they still don't like it. It's just the idea of having to sit still. It's the idea of having to be somehow enclosed, even though it's not like the other ones. So, sometimes that doesn't solve all the problems, but it's there. Ask questions. Go ahead and ask as you go. You know, what happens? Can I leave if I have to? You know, is there a panic button? You know, anytime I've had to have an MRI, you know, he said, look, if you need me, just, you know, holler or wave your hand or, you know, wave your feet or say something or whatever. And so, there's ways to communicate, okay? You know, sometimes it helps to actually see your images. So when you do get the test back and you're sitting there with the doctor and the doctor's like, look, you're going to need another one, but this is what we were able to see. I think it's really important to show patients, if they want to see it, what was done. You know, somebody will come in with back pain that they've had chronically and they've never had an x-ray, so I take an x-ray of the back to show them, look, this is what your back looks like. This is some of the damage that was done. This is where we're looking. I had a patient with lung cancer, and she was so freaked out. And I don't know what her mental image of the cancer was. But she was going to need another x-ray to see if it was, you know, subsiding. And she was supposed to do that a few weeks later, but she really was anxious. And I go, look, let's just do this. Let's just take a picture, and I'll show you what it looks like. And I showed her the before, and I showed her the after, and you could just see the sigh of relief. You could just see it. And so with that, I think it helps. Listening to music, a lot of times they'll give you music. That seems to help. Christmas music, I love to listen to, things like that. So that kind of stuff could work. Breathing, meditating, praying. It's a great time if you haven't been caught up on your praying or your meditating, do that. You know, it's a great time. When I have my MRIs, and you know, when I thought I was dealing with an aneurysm, long story, it's over now, thank God. But I was just sitting there and I was praying. It was great, you know, and it wasn't a short prayer, you know, because the kids are running around, you know, yelling at me about something. I had all that time to pray. It was really nice. Sometimes we give you a little Valium or Xanax. Unfortunately, it takes about a good half hour to kick in, so you'd have to take that before. Sometimes aromatherapy could help. I don't know if some of these MRI centers will do that, but that's, you know, an issue. Sometimes you could, if it really gets bad and you have to get an MRI and you can't get it, you know, you don't feel like you could do it, sometimes a little bit of therapy right before you go could help. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I guess there is finally a male Hooters, a male version type of Hooters that is open for business, and they call it Tallywhackers. Now, Tallywhackers, I guess, hires attractive men and serves comfort food like steaks, pizzas, pasta, and hot dogs. This restaurant is located in Dallas, and its grand opening was on Saturday. Tallywhackers says their restaurant is a bar restaurant and entertainment destination for everyone. There is eye candy for boys and girls. Great food for a real good time. Just as Hooters' name is a play on a euphemism for women's breasts, Tallywhackers is supposed to be for his, yeah. So I was going to say, Hooters, you know, women really aren't interested in, you know, a guy's Hooters. That doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I get it. It's not Hooters brand. It's a Hooters version. So, very exciting stuff for some of us who, I don't need that though. Here's my thing. Okay, what a lot of people need to realize is when we go to eat, we go to eat. Okay? Like, I'll go to Outback. And one of the reasons why I like going to Outback Steakhouse, even though, you know, it's getting more and more pricey every time we go, but is because they leave you alone. Okay? When you serve me my meat and it's on the table, leave me alone. I can't stand it when people are like, oh, okay, you know, or how you doing? You know, are you good? You need anything else? How's that steak tasting? I'm like, I'm trying to eat my meat. So I don't really need to see all these good-looking guys with their muscles and their tight shorts. And here's the thing. See, that's not me. I'm not into the big muscular guys in T-shirts and tight shorts. That's not me. I'm into the whole, you know, cop type of thing, firefighter type of thing, uniform. I'm into uniforms. You know, let's have a cop serve me a, you know, guy dressed up as a cop serve me a steak. That's good. Or I'm into like a whole Aragorn, Lord of the Rings type of thing. That is more of a turn on. But gym shorts, no. Alright. Okay, now, well, this is what's interesting though. You know, every now and then you hear of a lawsuit. Okay, because get that. The restaurant hired 24 young men to serve cocktails and food. More than 125 people applied for the positions. So they basically hired good-looking guys with muscle, etc. Wasn't there a lawsuit where somebody sued a gym because she was overweight? I believe she was morbidly obese. I'm not sure exactly where she fell on the BMI. But, you know, the gym wanted to hire people that were there that were all kind of muscular and in shape and et cetera. And so she wanted to sue for discrimination because she didn't get the job because she was obese. Yet, you know, you have these places out there and that's exactly what they do. They want to hire, you know, people that are good looking. And I don't know what the law allows. I mean, on one end, you know, I think if a company wants to hire pretty models, you know, or good-looking people for a marketing strategy, you know, on one end, that's their marketing strategy. Let them do it. Businesses should have that freedom to hire good-looking models. All right? But on the flip side, you know, once you have companies that decide to go just all good-looking, you know, no way. I mean, you think I would have a job in radio if there was the criteria that I had to be good-looking? I would be so out of a job. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is. But, you know, for those of you that think that's important, just no eye candy. To me, eye candy is my steak. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so HIV has a sweet tooth. According to new research, a new method of preventing HIV virus from reproducing in the human body has been discovered. Remember, HIV is the smartest, slyest, shrewdest bastard of them all when it comes to viruses. We've talked about stupid viruses. Stupid viruses are like your adenovirus, your rhinovirus. You know, a lot of times coronavirus, you know, maybe they'll, you know, they'll affect your respiratory tree. So you can just sneeze them right out. You know you're sick pretty early on. And, you know, it's very vocal, so you know you got it. Okay, you sneeze it out. You try to blow your nose. It's self-limiting, and it just kind of goes away on its own. Then you got the medium smart viruses. They're pretty smart. You got your hepatitis and your herpes viruses and your varicella viruses where you don't know, you know, so much that you got it for a little while, but then when they hit you hard and then they stay. You know, they'll just stay in your body and hide out, either in your liver, hide out, you know, and along a nerve line, etc. And then sometimes they'll just come back out and resurface. So they're pretty smart puppies, but they're nowhere near as smart as the HIV. The HIV is the smartest of these viruses. And this sucker, you get it and you don't even know you have it. maybe you could get a little diarrhea or a little malaise, but you could have it for months and not even know. And does it get to you through sneezing or, you know, respiratory droplet? No, you could get it from sex. One of the most exciting forms of contact. It's smart. It knows exactly how to get into the body. Then, does it affect your nasal passages or does it affect nerve or liver? No. It decides to attack the only cell that could kill it. The T cells, the T helper cells, your T lymphocyte white blood cells that could fight it. That's the cell it decides. Then it turns that cell into making more of its own virus. It is the shrewdest, smartest one. Scary, scary stuff. Vanderbilt University Northwestern Medicine's HIV Translational Research Center, scientists have discovered how to control the HIV virus's sugar and nutrient supply. When the virus infects the human immune system, it uses its cells to look for sugar and nutrients to develop and continue to grow. So for part of the experiment, the pathway to the virus's pantry, you know, was blocked using an experimental compound. So the virus started to starve to death and disabled its reproduction. Now, this is one of the first studies where we're hearing, wow, it needs something else besides the T cell and the environment and the warmth and the juiciness of your blood. Of course it would need nutrients and sugar. So basically, according to the study, it showed that the compound could actually slow down the growth of abnormally activated immune cells, which scientists believe is the reason why HIV can cause lifelong complications, such as premature organ damage and excess inflammation. The study author Harry Taylor of Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine said in a report that the compound could be used, could be the precursor for something that could be used as part of a cocktail to treat HIV. So, in addition to the retrovirals, we give something that blocks the sugar supply to it. Pretty cool. According to a press release by Northwestern University, the idea for the approach came from Taylor's experience while working with colleagues at Vanderbilt University. So, good for you, Dr. Taylor. I am pretty proud of you. His colleagues also identified a compound that blocks breast cancer cell growth. They used the compound in an attempt to cut off HIV's ability to use its host cell nutrient supply. So, pretty cool stuff. I got to tell you. If these guys could figure out how to put an end to HIV growth completely, I would be ecstatic. We're kind of keeping an eye on this little MERS outbreak that's going on. Apparently, a South Korean woman who had contact with a patient diagnosed with MERS has died, unfortunately. According to South Korea's Ministry of Health, Minister Kwon Jung-wook said the body of the woman who was in her 50s is being tested for the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Officials will report the findings to the public as soon as possible. If linked to MERS, the woman's case will mark the first MERS-related death in South Korea and the second in Asia. Thus far, 8 people have been diagnosed with MERS. Pretty scary stuff because these people could have GI symptoms, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, as well as the respiratory issues. It's a virus that causes pneumonia as well as kidney failure. This pneumonia and kidney failure is usually the prompt for people to start dying. About 3 to 4 out of every 10 people that get MERS die. Most of the people who died had an underlying medical condition, however. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UBS Claudia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Sorry, I really got to blow my nose. Ew, I have, like, no Kleenex here. And I don't want to blow my nose into my shirt because that'll, like, show up later. So I'm just going to have to hold it. Anyway, wearing contact lenses may change the community of your bacteria living in your eyes. In the study, the surface of the eye in the people who wore contact lenses had tripled the proportion of certain bacteria species on average compared with people in the study who did not wear contact lenses. Moreover, the researchers found differences in the composition of the bacterial community on the surface of the eyes. So when people wear contact lenses, the composition more closely resembles bacteria on the eyelids, as well as the bacteria of people that didn't wear contacts. So they looked at 9 people, small study, who wore contacts, and 11 who did not. So their research then shows that people putting things into their eye, like a foreign object, is not a neutral act. They could be putting bacteria from eyelid into eye. Now, some of you guys are thinking, well, no, duh. But it's okay. There's a point here, okay? Our bodies are designed to have bacteria anyway, okay? Our bodies have a microbiome, right? We talked about that. And the way, whatever bacteria is supposed to be in the ear, whatever bacteria is supposed to be in the eye, whatever bacteria is supposed to be in the rectum are supposed to be. But we start to introduce other bacteria there, and that's when all hell breaks loose. Remember, your body wants things copacetic. They don't want drama. Never give your body drama. Because if not, you're going to get drama back. And whoa, Nelly. So, more research is needed to examine whether these changes in eye bacteria come from fingers touching the eye, whether the pressure of the contact lens alters the immune system. I think it's just you have a contact in your eyes and they have more inflammatory cells going, what the hell is this? Okay, we got something in the eye. And then it ends up killing some bacteria and allowing some bacteria to grow. I mean, I think it's that simple. All right, so the contact lenses came out in the 1970s. And we've been very concerned about corneal ulceration. You get bacteria into a corneal scratch, you could go blind. Very scary stuff. And one type of bacteria that may cause corneal ulcers is the Pseudomonas. Pseudomonas was more abundant in the eyes of people who wore contacts. And maybe that could also be because of the fluid. You know, when you guys soak your lens in the fluid and you don't rinse it off appropriately, the Pseudomonas could be sitting in there. Very, very scary stuff. All right? It's a pretty bacteria microbiologically and microscopically, but still nothing you want in the eye. They say these bacteria, the Pseudomonas, may come from the eyes from the skin, so people should pay close attention to the eyelid and hand hygiene. Yeah, don't have all your makeup on and your mascara on and your falsies on and then try to stick in the contact, okay? More studies need to be conducted on how these differences really, why this matters. Millions of people wear contact lenses, even those individuals that already have altered bacterial community. By the way, a lot of us wear contact lenses that don't even need them. It makes our eyes look bigger on camera. You know, we want big, sexy eyes, so a lot of us will wear contact lenses to make the iris, the color of the eye, look bigger, and our eyes don't look bigger on TV. Not a smart idea if you don't have to wear them. So you want to make sure you wash your hands all the time. You want to change your lens solution every day. You want to keep your lens cases clean. We definitely don't want to see mold on them. That's absolutely disgusting, and you need to regularly check in with an ophthalmologist to make sure your eyes are okay. These results were presented at the annual meeting of the American Society for Microbiology in New Orleans. Oh, I hope it wasn't hot. I love New Orleans. You just have to, go there when it's not hot. Pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I don't know what to say about this one. Women's Viagra, quote-unquote, are going to get FDA approved after supporters decried sex bias and discrimination. All right, according to a coalition, Even the Score, they said sex is a basic human right, and they had an online petition of more than 40,000 signatures urging the FDA to approve a medicine called flibanserin, which treats lack of sexual desire. On June 4th, the FDA is set to consider approving the drug, but it had rejected it twice over concerns of effectiveness and side effects like sleepiness and nausea, okay? Even the Score is backed by drugs developer and groups like National Council of Women's Organizations and the Association of Reproductive Health Professionals argues that the FDA is a gender bias, pointing out that there are 26 approved treatments for male sexual dysfunction, but none that specifically address women's most common sexual complaint, low sex drive. The medical term is the condition, the hypoactive sexual desire disorder, and is characterized as persistent or recurrent lack of interest in sex that causes you personal distress. Okay, this is where I'm torn. Okay, if a quote-unquote women's Viagra has been on the market, and tons of different types. Because, you know, men, you got your Viagra, you got your Cialis, you got your Levitra, etc., okay? And those medicines are nothing that, you know, we really can't use them for women. Many of us tried. It really doesn't help with sex desire, you know, especially if we don't have, you know, engorgement, you know, issues. So, you know, Viagra won't really help women. Some women claim it does, good for them. But if we actually had tons of medicines similar to that, and the FDA is knocking each and every one of them down, well, then yes, I'm going to cry bias. But if we really don't have a lot of medicines out there, and there are safety issues with the one or two that come across to them, I don't know if we want to waste the women card on this one. You know, people use the women card, and you got to use that carefully, because otherwise it's going to be so dilute and not worth anything. All right. Now, if what this is true is the side effects are a little bit of nauseous and a little bit of sleepiness, then I would like to know why the FDA is having a problem approving this medicine. But if we're looking at some serious side effects, and there's not enough data, I don't want the FDA giving a woman's drug any more priority than they give a man's drug. I just want equal priority. You see what I mean? So I don't want them to rush something on the market just because a bunch of us women are upset, and then we come to find out that there's a lot of side effects. You know, irritable bowel medicine Zelnorm got on the market, and then that had to be taken off. Vioxx had to be taken off. I can't stand it when a medicine has to be taken off the market. So I want a medicine out there that does right. But I'd like to know what was the big deal causing the FDA to not allow it in the first place. You know, if it was just a little nausea or sleepiness, I'd like to know a little bit more about what the hell is going on. So it's an interesting story, and we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So SCOTUS rules in favor of a man who was convicted of posting threatening messages on Facebook. Apparently, there was a Pennsylvania man who posted several violent messages on Facebook, and he was convicted under a federal threat statute. Okay, so the Supreme Court had to, for the first time, look at the implications of free speech on social media. The court said that it wasn't enough to convict the man based solely on the idea that a reasonable person would regard his communications as a threat. See, I guess the federal threat statute, if anybody considers that a threat, or, you know, if it's considered a reasonable person a threat, it's a threat. But according to Chief Justice Roberts, our holding makes clear that negligence is not sufficient in support of a conviction. The court held that the legal standard used to convict him was too low, but left open at what the standard should be. They really didn't address the larger constitutional issue of free speech on social media. The man, the Pennsylvania man, claims he was just quoting rap lyrics. He said he was dealing with depression, so he was quoting rap lyrics. There's one way to love you, but a thousand ways to kill you, he wrote on one post. Enough elementary schools in a 10-mile radius to initiate the most heinous school shooting ever imagined. Now, I think this guy is an idiot, okay? I mean, you know, when I was in school, there was this song from Sly Fox, Let's Go All the Way. So I was always singing, Let's Go All the Way. You know, and my mom was like, stop singing that. And I'm like, why? She goes, because if you're singing that, people are going to think that you're going to want to go all the way. And I'm like, no, I'm just singing a song, Mom. I'll still be a virgin. So I guess the case is kind of like that. You know, does it really mean you're going to do it when you say it? Or if you're going to pick something like that to say when you have anything else to say, is there something that's going to happen? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you owe 10 $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.